Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Most gracious Father, we say thank you for another day and another opportunity. We say thank you for life, for health, and for strength. Thank you for sitting high. Thank you for looking low. Thank you for being in control of every and every situation. Father God, we embrace the gifts of a brand new day. We thank you for it. Now, Father God, we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for where we've been. Thank you for where we are. Thank you for where we're going. Thank you for all the new converts, Father God, into your kingdom, the backsliders that have been returned home. Father God, the weak that can now say they're strong. Father God, the poor that can now say they're rich. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the unwise made wise. Father God, lives change for the better. Lives change brand new. And we say thank you for it, God. We bless you. We magnify you. And we glorify you. Thank you. Father God, we ask now that you will bless our services on today. Hallelujah, we're in you and you alone will be glorified and your people, Father God, will be edified. Satan is horrified. He's just scared of us. He's scared of us because he's scared of you, Father God. Hallelujah. When he sees us, he sees you because we are you and we are becoming more like you. And we say thank you, Father. We say thank you. Father, we love you. We love you so much. But Father, we only love you because you first loved us. And we say thank you for the love relationship, the fellowship. Thank you for the sweet communion. Thank you. Now, Father God, amen, we want to commit this service into your hands today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Every word spoken today, Father, may it bring you glory. May it bring you honor. And may it bring you praise. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 great. And God's name is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to welcome all of our first time visitors. If this is your first time listening in, welcome, 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 welcome. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to say hello to all of our audience. Amen. In China, we see we have some new visitors listening in China and Russia and Asia. Oh, God bless you. Africa. Amen. Canada. We have new visitors listening in. So we want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for starting your morning with us. Maybe it's afternoon or evening where you are, but Jesus is the same everywhere at the same time. Amen. Glory be to God. So it really doesn't make a difference what time of the day, because there is no time and distance in God's spirit. So we just want to welcome you. Amen. Glory be to God. This is a platform where we meet 6 days a week. And figuring out how we're going to do 7 days a week. Amen. Glory be to God. And we've been here for over 11 years now. Amen. So it's a ministry of integrity. Amen. It's a ministry, amen, of people that love Jesus. Amen. So please enjoy the services on today. Have a seat at the table. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Glory be to God. I am your host on this morning. Amen. And it gives me pleasure, amen, to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. We have been talking about the women of the Bible. Boy, we've covered a lot of women. We've covered a lot of women. Glory be to God. Amen. This week alone. Amen. We, amen, spoke on, we had elaborations on Zipporah, Alfreda Bradford, amen, because I had to jump in to fill an empty spot, amen, JL, amen, glory be to God, Rebecca, Pastor Bradford, Pastor Erica gave us Rebecca yesterday, and today, amen, we have Michelle, I don't know why I can't get her name right. I want to say Michelle. Maybe you can say Michelle. I'll elaborate and straighten us out. Amen. Glory be to God. And she was David's, King David's first wife. Okay. And so we're going to find out a little bit about her story. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Coming to us this morning all the way from Delaware. Amen. Our Deacon Hattie. Amen. Glory be to God. Cooper, we want to thank God for her. Thank God for her diligence in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. A warrior, a fighter. Amen. Glory be to God. Focused, determined. Amen. Hallelujah. Persisting until she succeeds and lifting up Jesus Christ and everything that she does. Amen. So we want to thank God for her. Amen. And her walk, and her talk, and her fight, and her faith, and her obedience in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Amen. So as I come, as she comes now, amen, we want to present to some, amen, and introduce to others. Amen. Our Deacon Hattie, amen, Cooper, that we might receive her this morning for her grace, and receive her this morning for her abilities in Jesus' name. All right. Deacon Hattie, are you there?
Yes. Good morning. Can you hear me? Excuse me. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Yeah, you're very, very soft this morning.
Are you
yep,
too
we
low?
Hear you. No, we hear you very soft, but we hear you. Our ears are perked up. If you could take
oh,
it up one
can you hear me
notch.
Now? Can you hear me
yes,
clearly?
A, yes. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for
is
serving.
This better?
Yes. Thank you for serving. And we pray that you're feeling well this morning. And the floor
God
is yours.
Good. He's able.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Amen.
Sister. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this day, Father. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way, giving you all the honor, all the praise, all the glory, Father, just loving on you, Father, because you loved us first, Father God. You chose us. We didn't choose you, Father God. So we just thank you and praising you. Hello to everyone in the radio land, TV land, just everyone. God bless you and your families. Keep you guys in peace in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And I thank God for everything. give him the glory and the praise. Father God, okay, we're coming to you with the story of Michael. Michael have a lot. Michael, Michelle, that's what they call him, Michael, Michelle. Was David's first wife, first young wife. She was a princess. She was a princess. She was King Saul's youngest daughter. And she was a princess. She was King Saul's youngest daughter. The Bible fact that the Bible reports that Michael was the first woman to fall in love with a man in the Hebrew Bible. The first woman that fell in love with a man, because we know that God said a husband findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and he finds favor with God. So Michael was really, truly, truly in love with David. But Saul, King Saul, promised David the oldest daughter. He promised David to marry the oldest daughter as a prize for killing Saul's enemies. But in the event, in 1 Samuel 18:17, Saul double-crossed David and gave the first daughter another husband. And meanwhile, Michael was in love with David. So when Saul heard that Michael was in love with David, he was glad, because now this is another chance for him to go after David, to kill David. It was another chance for him to go after David, to kill David by him marrying the second daughter. Which it wasn't bad, because the second daughter really loved it, David, very, very, very much. So then after he knowing that, he was very excited, because the youngest daughter loving David, but it just didn't work out in the princess' favor. You know, she was a princess, you know, she had it going on, and she's going to marry a king, because she loved it, David, but her brother, that's the reason why David wanted to kill David, because if he killed David, then his son, Jonathan, would be the king. But the son didn't care about that. David and him was friends, so he really didn't care about that his father wanted to kill David, because David was an innocent man. Saul was just jealous. He was just jealous of David, because David had the same anointing, great anointing, you know. Saul lost it, you know. And by Michael being the daughter-in-law, Michael being the daughter, she was just so lured to David. She loved him so much that she betrayed her own father. She betrayed her own father. She helped David escape, you know, and she told him that you have to leave. You have to leave tonight, because if you don't leave tonight, David, then my father's troops going to come out and they're going to kill you. So they set everything up. Michael helped him escape, get out the window, and put idols in the bed and all of this old stuff. And when the troops came to kill David, David wasn't there. So her father was very, very upset with her and told her, why did she betray him? You know, because David was an enemy to him. He feels David was an enemy to him. And she said she lied. And she said the reason why she helped David escape, because David said that he was going to kill her if he did, if she didn't help him. But that wasn't true. But she helped him. She loved David just that much of betraying her father. Well, after that, David got away. He was running and everything. Saul gave Michael to another man. Pilate, I guess his name was, another husband. So King David wasn't Michael's only husband. Michael had another husband while David was out running because Saul was trying to kill him. So Michael was married. And years went on, went past, whatever, whatever. And after Saul was killed, David had eight wives, but Michael was the first wife. David had wives, he had children, and Michael had another husband. After Saul was dead, he went and he told them to go out and bring him, his wife, back to him. Bring Michael back to me. Although she was married, he didn't care. So Michael ended up leaving her second husband. She had no choice because David was a king. So she went back to her second husband. They brought her back to David with the wives and the children. Michael didn't have no say-so in the matter. In this decision, she had nothing to say. She had to return back because that was David's rightful place. He took his position. He got his wife back. But here is the thing. And her husband, Pilate, he was very upset. He was angry of his wife returning back to David. He went after them crying. This is in Samuel 3:14-16. So she left the second husband. She had no choice. David made her leave. And David blamed her father, King Saul, for him even marrying her, because David really was after the first wife. I can't pronounce her name, but he was after the first wife. He wanted her. He didn't want the second wife. He just did that because of Saul. And, you know, David defeated the Philistines and all of that, and David was great. He was just awesome, you know. The older sister, I can spell her name, Merab. That's who David was after, and that's who David was promised. And by him getting that, the youngest daughter, I believe David was not pleased with her. He didn't want to marry her. He didn't want really anything to do with her. But David never said that he was in love with Michael. Michael said she was in love with David. It doesn't indicate where David said he loved her. He married her because of certain conditions, but he didn't marry her for love. It's a difference when you marry someone for love or marry someone for things. So he got her back and everything. She was in, you know, wherever they lived, with the wives and the children. So I can imagine how Michael had felt. They never was intimate. It wasn't ever intimate at all. Michael never had any children from David. Don't know if Michael was cursed by David or cursed by God because of her looking out the window, seeing David dance. She was bitter. She was angry because of the fact that David was out dancing, but David was dancing for the Lord. He was happy. He was happy, and he was dancing, you know, for the Lord. But she didn't think that he was dancing for the Lord, you know. So don't really know if God cursed her because of the anointing was on David, and she was sinful within her heart of how she felt about David and David dancing. And David didn't care what she said. He wanted to please God. He wanted to love God. He just wanted to dance for the Lord. But she didn't care. She was just bitter. She was just bitter inside. So she probably thought that David was dancing for the women, which that David wasn't dancing for the women. And Michael, like, rebuked David. And, you know, we have to be careful who we rebuke. We don't know who has the anointing on them. You could say that this person isn't saved, that person even is not saved, that person don't have the anointing on them, that person don't have the anointing on them, but it can cause you trials and tribulations in your life because of the fact that that's a man or a woman of God. So Michael really didn't, I think Michael's just so bitter because the fact that all the other women got attention from David, and David loved his other wives. He had children with them. Of course, he was intimate with them because he had children, but he never had any children from Michael at all. And Michael was just so outdone, and knowing that she had her loyalty to David still, her loyalty to David, her love for David, even helping him escape from her father so he wouldn't be killed. Her behavior later on turned real sour, real bitter, even though she wanted him just that bad and ended up marrying him and was away from him for a long, long, long time. So when she finally get to see him again, thinking that maybe that they would be, he would love her, but he didn't. He always turned his back on her. He didn't do any type of, you know, sexual things or any type of husband and wife thing. She was just a wife. She was just his first wife. Of course, she already had money. She was a princess or whatever. Of course, she was a king. She didn't want for nothing. She had everything. But inside of her was very, very, very bitter. She did not like David. She started to fall out of love with David. She despises him. She just didn't. I think she would have left. I would think it would be a palace and went back to her second husband. But see, back then it was critical. You couldn't do that. They probably would have killed her. They probably would have had her killed if she would have left, because it was still his wife. And, you know, sometimes in situations like that, in those type of days, oh, no, you don't bring shame to a king. And plus, you know, women was, like, supposed to be seen and not heard. So Michael did stay. I believe she stayed. She didn't have any children. David never changed. David stayed the same. Nothing gotten better with their relationship at all. You know, I believe that he just remained the same. But the whole point is this. Michael was just a sad story. That's just the bottom line. It was just a sad story. I mean, it was, David was always running for his life, for the father, whatever, whatever. It was just a sad story of a husband and a wife, you know, and having all those wives over her Well, under she was the first, but all the wives underneath her, and they getting all the attention, and she didn't get much attention from him. You know, he blamed the father from her even marrying him. You know, David was disloyal, you know, but what can you say? What we can learn from the story of Michael is that women and men, because God talked to men too before they get married, before they marry anyone, to seek the Lord first. Ask him if this your spouse. Ask God, is this the person that you want me to marry? Follow God's instructions. And when you hear him say, he will say yes, no, wait, or don't do it. God is not a paragraph God. He's not going to sit there and go through all the scenarios of why you should not marry this person or why you should not marry this person. He's just going to tell you. But we know we do what we want. We know we love who we love. Just like Michael, she loved who she loved. Because she really didn't have to marry him, you know. But her dad said she, you know. But so far, so on, we're going to close this up because it's not really much to even go into this, you know, the story of David and Saul. You know, but I didn't know this. Some of this stuff I didn't know that would really happen with Saul and David, the whole story. I heard parts of the story. I never read the story of Michael. And my point is this for the story of Michael. Be careful who you marry. Do not marry the wrong person. Because if you marry the wrong person, it can bring you disappointment. You could be very disappointed. It doesn't matter whether you're a princess, whether you're a non-princess. It doesn't matter. You would be living an unfulfilled life of marrying a person that's not good for you, or a person that God didn't send you. Now, David was after God's own heart. David loved God. He loved God. He cared for God a lot. He was after God's own heart, you know. And David was a man that was used by God. He's a human that made mistakes. He was a hero, you know. But David just wasn't in love. He just wasn't in love with Michael. Now, they don't speak about the other wives and how he was in love with them or nothing like that. But it never indicated that David loved Michael. He never said it. He never did anything when he had businesses to take care of, when he was even leaving to go on the run. He didn't even consult Michael, but he talked to her brother and met with the brother and let the brother know what he was going to do. David was selfish. He was a very selfish man. You know, he was selfish. You know, he mistreated Michael in his own way. He was selfish. And David just didn't care about Michael's feelings. And I think it became because of Saul. That could have be a part of it. But he brung Michael so much of pain and hurt. No matter how much he loved him, it just didn't matter to him. He just didn't care. He just took his rightful place, took his wife back. That's it. But he mistreated her. Regardless whether he was used by God or not, he was a man after God's own heart. He knew God, but he just was a man, a human that made mistakes. You know, so for people that's not married, be careful who you marry. Don't marry the wrong person. because you end up like Michael. A very sad, close case. You would end up with what? You would end up, when you fall in love with the wrong man or the wrong woman, it would cause you to become sad, sour, heartbroken, lonely, bitter, unhappy, unloved, empty, and betrayed. And it doesn't matter. It could be a man or a woman after God's own heart that will break your heart and betray you. And to be dishonest with you. A story like Michael can help us to not make the same mistakes. Kings and queens can be destroyed by heroes. We are constantly dealing with a sense of betrayal. God has our greatest loyalty. And that's who we should put our trust in, not in man. Thank you. This was my time on the story of Michael. God bless you. Back to you, Pastor.
All right. Bless the Lord. 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 Amen. We want to thank God for the story of Micah. Amen. I was looking. Amen. Someone said you can pronounce him Misha. Whatever. We get it. Amen.
Misha,
we get
Micah,
it. Amen.
Yeah.
She was Michael's first wife. Amen. But, you know, very good presentation, Deaconess. Thank you. One other point, as I was looking at her story, she loved Mike. She loved David when David was poor. But she despised David when David was rich. And some people will do you
right.
that way. They love you when you on low. They love you when you down and out. They love you when, you know what I mean, you need them. They love you to death.
Yes.
But as soon as God starts promoting you and elevating you, now they
the problem
start to despise you.
She's jealous.
Yes.
She didn't want him. She wanted
they
him
can't deal
under...
With.
She wanted him under her because they even said what a poor man like you want with a king princess.
Right.
Why
she wanted control over
why
David.
Would you want
yeah.
a poor man like you want a princess? How could you get a princess? So I think that made David bitter too with her too in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, like you said, when that happens, as long as you need me, I got you. If you don't need me, then I don't want nothing to do with you, you know. And she did love him then, but after a while, she had problems herself. But after a while, she was like, nope, that's it. She despised She despised him after he got up on his feet.
And he despised
him. Because he was great. He was a great man, though. And that
and
makes
another
them
thing,
bitter, too.
She did not. David was a man after God's own heart, but she wasn't a woman after God's own heart.
Of God.
The relationship might have worked. That's what you were saying. Be careful who you marry. They was not in agreement.
Be careful who you marry. They wasn't in agreement at all. She loved. That's why she was jealous of him when he was dancing for God.
Mm-hmm.
But she thought he was dancing for the women. But he wasn't. He was just thanking God for what he had done for him and the fights and all of the wars that he had won and everything. And she just despised him after the fact. She just
But imagine
she
what would have
God
happened.
Like David loved God.
Exactly. Because imagine what would have happened if she would have went and instead of judging David for dancing, like we like to judge people. And our spouse, we judge. What if she had went and apologized to him instead of despising him for dancing? That marriage could have stood a chance. It could have stood a chance, but she didn't. She hated him the more. Some people hate you when God blessing you. They can't handle it.
They can't handle you loving God like you love God.
Loving God,
loving God turns people off. Because how can you love someone you don't see? How could you give someone that much attention that you don't see? You don't see God. Where is this God? Where is this invisible God that you love, that you talk to? And some people despise God as well because you love him.
Yeah.
So that was their problem. So David let her know, I don't care what you say, what you do, where you go, how you do it. I'm going to dance for God. I love God, and that's just that. You can despise me. Because you're right, Pastor. You're right. She never apologized. She never apologized at all for how she reacted towards him. She downed him. She judged him. And David did not even care. He turned his back. He continued on praising God. She didn't care. Maybe because she probably didn't even know God like that. Or didn't want to know God like that.
Yes, that's true. And then trying to keep a man down. You know, you can't keep a person down who God is promoting. You can't keep a person down.
Right, because he's going to elevate you more and more. He elevates you more because he said he'll fight our battles.
Yes.
And it was just sad. It was just so sad. And sometimes we bring stuff on ourselves because she brought that on herself because she tried to get in the way of God and him.
Yeah,
he wasn't having that.
And God's not gonna have it.
No, he wasn't having that.
No, God's not gonna have it.
God wasn't having it.
David loved God
too much. And he wasn't either.
That's right. That's right. Yes. And that's the way it should be.
Yes. God wasn't having it, and he wasn't having it either. David was anointed, and that's why they said that God put a curse on Michael for not having children, or did David put the curse on Michael for not having children? Then they say that she died in childbirth of having his son. So, I don't know. But
that's the whole
thing in a nutshell is we have to be careful when we are in the presence of God, when we are saved, especially when we are saved. We must pay attention to who we are about to marry. If we are saved, you're not supposed to be unequally yoked. When God said that, he mean it for a reason. Because you will go through the light and the darkness buck up against each other. That's walking in agreement. How can two walk together unless they walk in agreement? It's easier when two people believe in the same thing. It's easier. Because not one going south, one going north. I like this, you don't like this. Pull. And that's what happened with Michael and David. But then with the other husband, so she was adulterous too. Michael was. She was adulterous because she was married to two men.
Yeah, married to two men at the same time.
At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time. Lord Jesus, help us. And that's the whole thing in a nutshell, that we just have to be careful who we marry, especially if you're not in God. Don't even try it. I wouldn't even advise it to nobody. Just don't do it. If you meet someone, if you in it, you in it. Until the Lord say whatever. You in it. But if you're not in it, don't get in it. if you see that this person loves God, this person going to church, she's serving God, she loves the Lord, she talks about the Lord, because if the Lord is in you and you love the Lord is a part of your life. You're going to talk about him. You're going to say something about him, just like your children. You talk about your children because you love your children. You talk about your husband because you love your husband. You talk about your mother because you love your mother. If you love God, you're going to talk about God. You're going to say things about God, what he did, what he didn't do, what he's going to do for me, how he loved me, how I love him. You're going to talk about him. You don't have to be a fanatic, but you're going to talk about God because he's a part of your life. So if you're not married, please marry someone that loves the Lord.
Amen.
Because if you love the Lord, he doesn't love the Lord, it's going to be conflict constantly. God help you out. He'll smooth it out for you. No, it's not funny, but he'll smooth it out for you. But believe me, Satan comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. And he can get in any crack that he want to get in if it's a crack. So that's my story on Michael. Be careful who you marry. Don't marry the wrong person. And if you know somebody loves God and you don't love God like that, don't even marry them. Don't even go through it. Don't put them through it. And if somebody tell you, I'm not going to church, or somebody tell you, I don't love the Lord, believe what they say. Because they're telling you the truth. You can't change nobody. And you can't make nobody love God. That's all for me for Michael. That's what
Amen.
I got out of it. Don't marry the wrong
All right.
person.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. We pray. Amen. That. Amen. Look, we got to take it in. The Lord has put all this in the Bible for our learning. Amen. For instructions.
Yep. For our
amen. We can learn from other people's mistakes and we don't have to make the same mistakes. Amen. Who you hook up
yes.
with is one of the most important things in the world.
Most
First,
important thing. In your
accepting
world.
Jesus is the number one thing, and who you marry is number two. So please seek the face
right.
of the Lord and get the handwriting on the wall. Amen. And save yourself.
Yes,
amen. A lot of grief
to you.
And a lot of
oh,
sorrow.
Oh, he's going to give it to you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Deaconess. We appreciate you. Amen. Job well done. Amen. We blessed be the name of the living God. Amen and amen. All right, all
Amen.
Right, all right, all right. Bless God. Let me see. Tomorrow, who do we have for tomorrow? We have Sapphire. Sapphire is for tomorrow. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. We have two birthdays this month in the month of April. Amen. We have our minister, Darlene, and also our minister, Gwendolyn. Amen. Glory be to God. So, amen. We want to hit both of them today with some love. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So we're going to, we're going to give the benediction and then we're going to acknowledge these two lovely women. Amen. Glory be to God. And then the lines will be open. Amen. So if you have to go, yeah, after you say what you need to say, then you can move forward. Amen. So Father, we thank you for this beautiful teaching today on Micah. Father God, that's a story. It was a story, but that was her life. Father God, it didn't stop you from doing what you wanted to do in David's life. So we can learn a whole lot about this, Father God. We can learn a whole lot. David might not have did the right thing because that wasn't the wife he was supposed to get. And he might not have loved her like he should have loved her, but that did not stop you from doing what you wanted to do in David's life. So we can learn a whole lot, Father God. We just can't judge the situation. We just got to do right by the situation, Father God. And when you don't marry for love, it could be so boring and so miserable. Some people marry for money. Some people marry for whatever they marry for. But, Father God, when you don't have no love in it, it's just so boring, so miserable. Father God, when the man ought to love his wife, Father God, and the wife is supposed to submit to the husband, Father God. And if you submit to the husband, you'll fall in love with him. If he loving you, amen, glory be to God, he'll make it easy for you to love him back if he loving you right. Well, Father God, nevertheless, we thank you for the lessons learned from this. We're still, Father God, bringing thoughts forward. Father God, there's so much in this story, so much. We thank you for what Deacon Hattie shared with us today. But even as we're meditating on what she shared, Father God, we're getting other connections. There's so much to be learned from Micah and David. Help us to learn, Father, and help us to teach our children and others the principles of your word. For we know you put this story in the book for a reason. Thank you, and we bless you, Father God. In Jesus' name, Father, we seal the prayer, we seal the service, Father God, as we move forward today. Help us to walk in love. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time, Father God, and may you and you alone be glorified in and through our lives. In Jesus' name, we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. All right, then we got two birthday girls. Let me see if they're on the line. Amen. Minister Darlene, are you there?
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Amen. All right, hold on 1 second. Minister Gwendolyn, are you there?
Yes, I am. God bless.
All right, bless God. Amen. We want to thank God for the two April. I hope we're not missing any April birthdays. I hope we not. And look, y'all have to update us. Come on. If you're new to the ministry, come on. Just send us a text, an email, call. Say, look, we got a birthday in April. As a matter of fact, I think there is another April. It's is your daughter's birthday in April, Sister Gwen?
No.
Okay.
January.
Okay. All right. Bless God. All right. So anything we miss, we get right. If we find out it's another April, then we just have to come back tomorrow, okay? We bless the Lord.
Oh,
all right. So here we go. Let's hit this for a minute.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
All right. We'll play the full thing in a minute. I want to say this. I want to talk to Minister Darlene first, because her birthday came first, and we was missing one another. Amen. Glory be to God. Minister Darlene, amen. We want to thank God, amen, for who you are and who you are becoming. Amen. You have been with this ministry for a long time. Wait a minute. Let me see that. Let me take this echo out. Hold on 1 second. See if I can try to take this echo out of here. And All right, so let me go back. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Sister, okay, so let me stop. Sister Darlene Carr, can you hear me?
Yes, okay. Good morning.
All right. All right, bless the Lord.
Good morning.
Would you, okay, the floor is yours, Sister Darlene Carr, if you'd like to respond to our birthday wishes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for allowing me to see another year. You know, even though I was asleep, and when I woke up, when Mr. Cooper talked about Misha, mm-hmm. I thank God it's almost going around my 7 years. I'm going to get the date right. That I've been walking with Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And I will not, I can relate to Misha's story, you know, better married the wrong man, had the kids and everything, but I still did the best that I could do with the children that God allowed me to have. And this time, 7 is completion. 8 is a new beginning. I will not miss it this time when God speaks to me, walking with him. And I love the new life that he given me to walk. Took me 65 years to get it right, but I got it right. Not completely all the way right, but this is a learning process. As long as you in this life, you will continue in learning. I promise God I will not shut a deaf ear anymore. I will pay attention when I set up underneath any ministry. So when I thank God for his birthday this year, I thank her because he really could have took me out. But he allowed me to see April the 21st, and it was the reason why. And I got the revelation. Didn't get the whole thing, but I got part of it. So I want to say thank you, Jesus, for this year. This has been the best birthday since I've been on this earth, the best, you know. Because when I was, had a birthday, like I said, we party, we got down. But I like it now, the ride that I'm on with Jesus. You know, how sweet. When they say, oh, taste and see how good the Lord is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it gets sweeter and sweeter. And each year, he allowed me to be here. I know it's going to get better. Each round going to be better and sweeter and lovely and better. And I want to say thank you, Jesus, for this birthday this year. For April the 21st is my day. And I thank God for it in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Pastor, for you guys on this prayer call and recognizing. You know, help me share that day and shower your blessing and your love on me in Jesus' name. I thank you so much.
And you're very welcome. And we touch and agree with you that every year, amen, will get better and better and sweeter and better. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. You said it's the best one. Amen. But it's going to be at the bottom of the list for all the other ones to come because it'll keep getting better. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We love you so much. Amen. And thank God for you and appreciate you. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Sister Gwendolyn, we want to thank God for you. Amen. And your cheery spirit. Amen. Always coming with joy. Always coming with exuberation. Lifting up Jesus higher. Amen. On your low days, you stay awake. Don't nobody know you low or see you low. Amen. Glory be to God. We see you high and lifting up Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Bringing joy. Amen to the party. Amen. Joy in God's kingdom. And the kingdom of power is in joy. So we want to thank God for you. Thank God for your faithfulness. Amen.
You.
How you are a helper. Amen. You love people. Amen. Support people. Amen. And just looking for ways to glorify the King. Amen. So we want to thank God for the beautiful work that you've done. Amen. And your children and your grandchildren, as we are enjoying Tavera and Jordan, Felicia, amen, your husband David, glory be to God, your son, and just the fruit of all your labor. Amen. So we just want to say, yeah, thank God that you are part of this ministry. It's a blessing.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And definitely a soldier in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. So from the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and especially for me, Pastor Bradford, we want to say happy, 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 happy belated birthday. We know we are a couple days late, amen, but we want to get
before
this month was about counted to the head and not the heart. Amen. Glory be to God. And we pray that this birthday celebration, take the whole week, the whole month to celebrate. And we pray that your God will fulfill your heart's desires and just give you everything that you've been waiting for, longing for, and praying for in Jesus' name. So we love you. I love you. And happy, 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 happy birthday. Amen. And the floor is yours, sister. Amen.
Good morning, everyone, and especially Darlene. God bless you for everything that God is doing and has going in life. God is good. He is. He is excellent. I am so filled up every day. I'm filled up every minute. I'm filled up. I can feel His presence all in me, from the top of my head to the crown of the sole of my very feet. And Lord, I just thank you this morning, God, for life and love and joy, happiness, trials, tribulations. I don't care what it is, God. You have done everything in my life. There's nothing that I have asked for, God, that you have shown me, Father, in these 74 years. My God, when you allow me to look back over my life, Father, I see nothing but glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, God. That's why I'm happy. People say, why are you so happy? I'm happy in Jesus. I'm happy because my husband is happy. I'm happy because my kids is happy. I'm happy because you are a happy, joyous God. You put them things in us, and Lord, we stand on your errand word this morning, God, not just because it's a day of our birth, because ain't no birth better than yours anyway, God, but we just thank you, Lord. I thank you for life, Father. I thank you for reviving me, Father. I thank you, God, as I go out and you allow me to talk to people and make them laugh or joke or whatever the case might be, God. I thank you for my gifts, because you are the gift of the whole world, Father. And I just thank you so much for this prayer line, Father. And I've been on it for at least 7 years of Denise telling me about it, and I never could get off. And I just thank God so much for it when I was working, and now I'm retired, and I'm just feasting myself in the Lord, because God is good. And when he said, whatever you need, whatever you want, knock and ask, and the door will be open, and no wise when he casts us out of anything. So every scripture that is written in the wonderful word of God, you can go to it. I don't care if you sad, you up, you down, whatever the case is, God has taught me well. And Lord, I just thank you for this new day of my life, Father, as it continues on, Father. I see new things happening in my family, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I see you just all the prayers that went up all them years, God. You allow me to see it, and not only just see it, you let me walk in them, and you let me wait on you. You said faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please you, Lord. And now as I grow older, and my 74 years, today is my birthday, God, and I thank you, and I want to thank my two parents, my father, for producing me. I thank my mom for conceiving me, and thank you, God, for creating me, and thank you, Jesus, for dying on that cross for me and everything else in this whole wide world. I just love you, Lord, from the bottom of my heart. It's nothing that I have asked for, will ask for, whatever. You do it in your time, your will, and your way, and I give you glory to everything. Thank you for Pastor Brad. Thank you for life. I can go on like an energized, but I just want to tell you guys, just keep on believing, keep on trusting, and keep on doing what God says. Pray without ceasing. And T.D. Jakes, and I'll say it again, he said, pray till you need chapstick. So God, thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for provision. Thank you for protection, God. And thank you as you bless your people and all these blessings. I ask, we ask together in Jesus' wonderful name. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. That was beautiful. Amen. God bless you, Minister. Amen. Gwendolyn. Amen. Minister Darlene. Two great women of God. Amen. We bless you and your families. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. So what we're going to do now, amen, is I'm just going to open up the lines. Amen. If anybody want to say anything, the floor be yours. Amen. Give me 1 second.
All participants are unmuted.
Okay. Give me 1 second. All right. And so there it is. Amen. Our April birthdays. Amen. Glory be to God. These two beautiful women. Amen. Hallelujah. And the call is open now. Amen. If anybody want to say anything, feel free. Amen. Hallelujah. The benediction has already been given. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning, Sister Gwendolyn. Happy birthday to you. And I just thank you for all the encouragement. When you see me, you're so joyful. I love you. I thank you for when I came to your house. You had great hospitality. You treated me like you knew me forever. And I love that. And I just thank God for you and your husband. I just thank God for you. Thank you, a beautiful person, always full of joy. And I just thank you for praying for me and my husband. God bless you. God keep you and your family. And keep you safe and keep you around for many, many more years. In Jesus' name, happy birthday. Enjoy your day. Have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank
bless
you for being a part of my life. In Jesus'
name.
That's
God.
And now I'm going to go to Darlene Carr. While I'm speaking, I'm going to go to Darlene Carr. Darlene Carr, I love you. You know, when we get together, we always have fun. We don't see each other. We don't call each other. But when we get together, we always laugh. We always have fun like we've been talking all week. So I love you. I thank you. I see God is growing in you. I see the change. I see the growth. Thank God for you. You're a warrior, prayer warrior, and I just thank God for you as well. In Jesus' name, you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday and many, many more. God bless you. God keep you and God be with you. Be safe in Jesus' name. Love you.
Love you, and I thank you for the birthday blessing. God is truly good. He is truly good. Awesome in my life.
Awesome.
If you want to be kept, he will keep you because he is keeper.
Yeah.
And I love him. I love him.
Hallelujah.
God is awesome.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, ladies.
Bless you, God.
And God, you both have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank
you for your prayers, Sister Carr.
Yeah.
Thank you for your prayers for me and my family. I appreciate you. Don't think that I don't.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Happy birthday. You're welcome. Happy
birthday. Happy birthday to you.
You know, Sister Darlene, you just don't know.
God bless you, Pastor
Tyrone. And marvelous place. You're like a baby that has a rattle in their hand, and all chick the baby can do is shake it. And you are shaking everything up for our Lord. And you do it each and every time. So we just thank God for the anointing he has on you. We just thank God for another day that he has blessed you. And we just thank God that you are a part of our holy tabernacle where we are all in one accord. I'm telling you, when you start to share, my, you share, and you share with such force, such boldness, such anointing. And we thank you and love you for that. And Sister Gwen, I could go back to the first day that I met you over at the church parking lot where Denise introduced you to me. It was in a festival or something that was happening at the church. And for whatever reason, when you started talking, it just started tingling my body. I was like, whoa. And then when you came on this prayer line, my God, it was like every time you speak, digging that tangling again. I was like, whoa, what is that? I'm just telling you, that's why I always call you are my ever-ready battery. And everything, every time that you start to share, my God, my body feels each and every word. So I want to thank you. I want to thank Brother Dave and just your family for just being one of, you know, God's
Wow.
And just want to thank you for just the love. You know, you, when they talk about a bundle of joy, you are just one of those walking bundles of joy, and you share it so abundantly, so freely, and unconditionally. So we just thank you for that. Happy another one.
Wow.
I want to say happy birthday to my grandbaby, because Jayla also is a birthday, and she's definitely enjoying her 24th birthday. So thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank all my prayer warriors, prayer warriors. We are one wonderful God.
Yes.
Bless
you.
And we just do everything we do it well. So I love y'all.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
We love you too.
And
you're
continue to
love yourself.
Okay,
yes,
you got me.
Yes, I am. I'm going to keep shaking that rattle.
That's
say, come in
awesome.
Like a baby.
Right.
And I'm going to shake that rattle with Jesus until he shake me up. So I can do his will. Thank you.
Thank you, Tavon. Thank you, Brother Tavon.
You do it every time.
That is so wonderful. You always uplifting up this
guy. I'm going to have this like a job.
When
yes,
I see you in person, hear you on the phone, hear things about you, it's the greatness of God. When you say, good man's steps is ordered by the Lord, how do a man know his own ways, not unless he knows the ways of Christ. That's one of my specialties in the word when I speak of men. So we thank you, me and Darlene together. I know the same line because we always touch and agree anyway because God said to come together in one accord. So I just thank you for all your encouragement and your laughter as I see you also and all the other wonderful things that you share with the prayer line. So you keep on doing what God asks you to do because he got good things all in you, around you, through you, and that's a great and wonderful thing. And ain't nobody touch it because he gave it to you specially. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. Good morning. To God be the glory. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, it's so wonderful to hear my brother Tyrone on the line this morning. I always love to hear him talk. This is Sister Kathy. And I want to give a shout out all the way from Williamsport to where you are. You two beautiful women of God. I thank God for the both of you. I thank God for the strength that I hear in you. I thank God for every time I hear your voices, it's like thundering to my ears. And I thank God for the way that you allow God to use you especially in this ministry. And I'm so happy to be a part of what you are a part of, and is the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Pastor Bradford, I do give you honor this morning as well. So I just want to thank God for you two ladies, and I pray that you have many, many more years to celebrate your birthdays. Birthdays are special, and they're only yours. And I just thank you, praise God, for that. So enjoy your day, ladies. You women
thank
of God, because I tell you, you have that coming up behind you. And I do, I truly do feel safe in what I hear. God bless you both. I love you. And enjoy
love
your
you.
Day to the fullest. In Jesus' name, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless
you.
We
God
love
bless you.
Oh, we got it going on.
Yes.
God got it going on.
The whole mic.
Say my husband.
Every birthday, Minister Gwen. I bless you. Bless you many, many more. I love to hear you when you get on the line and speak. You know, coming with your wisdom, your twist, the way that God gave you. You know, and I admire how God said a family that prays together stays together.
Thank
and I just
Lord.
Thank God how. And you and your family, y'all stick together with God. See, that's my prayer, one of my prayer blessings that I wrote down on my book to my God. That, you know, family that prays together, stays together. It's true that I brought them up in the word of God and everything. But, you know, once a child get grown, they straight away go their way, but they know of God. But I'm still waiting for God to put us back together. That family, like, you know, the family that prayed together, stayed together when they was young, when they was teenagers. You know, I had them underneath my wing. Take them to church. Tell them they're going to do the squat. Tell them they're going to do this. Tell them that. But now they've grown with their own kids, with their kids, with kids. So I'm just going to keep praying like your family's together. I do believe. Happy birthday, Minister Gwen. And God bless you many more.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Yes. And I appreciate you, too. Oh, you better know it. Can't go without you. God is so good. Yes, he is.
God bless.
Minister Darlene, God bless
you. Good morning.
Over and over again.
This is Joanne Thurman. And I would just like to wish both of you queens, both of you beautiful queens, happy birthday. Both of you ladies have so much in common, those brass-sounding voices. You're family-oriented. I love that. You care so much about your family. It's one of the things that stand out with both of you. The love that you pour out and feel for your children, your grandchildren, the care, the concern, the hope that you have for your family, the prayers that you send for your family is like one of your main concerns, and the blessings that God's going to send to your family. And that's one of the things I love about y'all the most, that you're outspoken and you don't cover up, you know, you encourage others. And you've been a blessing in my life. Of Sister Gwen with the beautiful poem she wrote for my husband that's on display in my bedroom. Sister Darlene with her singing songs that I love from my church. Remember me. Remember me always. And she just lifts my spirit. And I just speak blessings in your life. That's why I call y'all queens. Sanctified. He's doing so much in your lives right now. They glorify him. And it's building up the kingdom. And Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. I can call on y'all. Y'all back me up on Friday nights. And we just have a good time in the Lord. And I can count on y'all. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. So y'all enjoy your day. I'll be thinking about you, be praying for you and your family. Just have a good, wonderful time. And be blessed. Be blessed.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much.
Y'all blessed.
You're a sweetheart.
Yes.
You're a sweetheart.
And I just want to give a special...
Yeah.
I just want to give a special shout out and birthday to my mother, Miss Gwen, her 74th birthday. God bless you, Mom. May God keep you safe. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, son. Thank you, Joanna Thurman.
Amen.
Thank
Minister
you,
Thurman,
you.
I thank you for that birthday shout out.
Tell him.
And every time with my spirit, it's like that it gets low or it's trying to put me in a dark place. I go back to that card that you sent me. I take myself on the beach or to the house. And I thank God for the card that you had sent me. The joy of the joy of the poem. Be blessed and always keep your head up.
Yeah.
Whom much is given, much is required.
It's my birthday.
I love you too, Minister Thurman. And this card, I keep right at my bay. Like when I do get in that place when Satan try to come and tamper with my spirit, Satan is defeated because I go over here to this card. I keep this card right here. I take myself to that beach with me and God to sit alone. As much is given and much is required. And I sit
right
there. And just let him bring me back.
Too.
I thank you for the birthday blessing. In Jesus.
You also. Great woman of God. And then, how can we lose with the stuff we use, Jesus Christ?
Amen. And I thank God for this prayer part.
Good morning. This is Sister Tanya and Brother Jerome. And we want to wish both of you, Sister Gwendolyn and Sister Darlene, a happy birthday. We pray that God will just continue to richly bless you both. And we are just in the conference call line just so grateful to know and hear you both. God's richest blessings over your lives.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Noah.
Thank you for your sweet voice.
Thank God for you.
Attitude.
Yes, especially when you come on Tuesday with your prayer.
That's right.
And the way that you speak and the way that God uses you.
That's
I thank
right.
you for your tenacity. I thank him for that.
The
gift that he placed in you that I can glean something from you when you get on this line. This is what I like about this here prayer call.
Hallelujah.
You get on here.
Glory.
So much I
don't
can get
agree.
Through women and you men do speak. And I thank you for the blessing. No, what? I thank you. With your soft spoken voice, you come with prayer. Send them to our Father.
Touching
in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Yeah. Touching and agreeing. Your sweet spirit.
And I also like to wish both of you ladies a happy birthday, Darlene. This is Alicia, Gwen's daughter. And wish you a happy birthday today, too, Mom. And just want you to know how much I love you. And when my mother is this way, as you see her on the line, as she is in person, and she is just a strength to our family and an encouragement to our family, and her prayers and her love and her genuineness to our family. We just appreciate you, Mom, and we love you. And just want to wish you the happiest birthday ever today and always.
Wow.
And again, thank you so much for all that you do for us and our family. And God bless you always. God bless you too, Darlene, for your birthday as well.
Yes, thank you. Awesome. Thank you, Darlene. Yes. Happy birthday. Thank you, Minister Gwen. It's 9 days after my birthday, April 21st, right?
I know.
And yours today, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
The 29th?
Yes.
Amen. God bless
yes.
you. And okay. And my son's, his was the 27th. So,
okay.
you know, we some loving people. When
yeah,
we
yeah.
accept you into our circle, and if you
oh,
don't
yeah.
accept us, we just pour out
mm.
so much love.
Mm.
So much love. This is how God just does
Jesus.
Us like that.
That's what Jesus talking about.
Oh, yes,
Ooh.
Yes. Yes, so mm. much love. And we have some people who appreciate us, and some people just
mm-hmm.
don't. But once they get away from us, then they
That's
realize.
That's right.
Darn. It was really love. They was really nice. I the one who was, like, didn't receive the blessing. But it's
yeah,
okay. I'm learning today in this life. Everybody
yeah.
is not going to receive you.
Yeah, God bless you. Because we got enough spirits to carry. Tamira? Hello?
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 Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Who's that? Who's that, Felicia? Good morning.
Sister Darlene.
Oh, my dear sister, happy birthday again and again and again and again. God is so good, and there's nothing that we can't ask for. He said in his name, believing and having that faith, and he gave it to us, and I take it, and I don't play with it. That's the only thing we got that's strong in our life is faith. You got to have it. I don't care what it look like.
That's it.
God is good. It is. It is. And he gives us that joy. I don't care what you go through. He will give you
Man.
That joy. That exceedingly, he said. And I'm not just saying it. Like my daughter said, I'm not saying it. Be saying it. I know that he turned me around, spun me around, took me out of that miry clay, put my feet on the solid ground, let me look to the hills where all of my help come from. And I don't know nothing else but him. He don't went inside. And once he operate on us and go inside, you don't know nothing else but him. And that is my walking testimony. I don't want to know nothing else because he took it and threw it in his finger forgiveness. So thank you again this morning, God, for the beautiful prayer line, my daughter, my granddaughter, my son, my husband, Darlene. The names is endless because I call it out every night when I'm by myself anyway. So we are blessed. We are blessed children and women and men of God. Now, if you can't walk with that, I don't know what else to say.
Amen.
There you go. Amen. And
that's
the
Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes.
While we're lifting you up, Sister Gwen, I will also ask our prayer partner to lift up your pastor, Pastor Luff. I'm just praying that things are moving right along for our good brother, and just asking our family to hold your pastor up as we celebrate you. Sister Darlene and Jayla. I just want to mention again my grandbaby. Her birthday was the 9th. Jayla, April the 9th.
And how old is she? How old is she?
24. She's the
24.
Big two.
That's a blessing.
So to God, glory, everyone. And thank you for allowing me to share that. And please, God, put a shield of protection around our good brother.
Yes.
Amen.
No doubt. No doubt.
Amen.
I ain't looking for no doubt for nothing. That's out the window.
We want to thank
Amen.
Everybody for taking
Amen.
Extra
Amen.
Time this morning. Yeah. Go ahead. Someone speaking?
Yes. I just want to say to the woman of grace, give an honor to God, Apostle Dr. Bradford, and to the birthday girls, Evangelist Gwen, Evangelist Darnie. Just wanted to say, women of grace, may God continue to bless and keep you, is my prayer, and the best is yet to come. He has not, through blessing you, Grace, ladies of grace, and you are an example for others, so keep on doing what you're
Thank
doing,
you,
but you can't lose. With the God
Hallelujah.
You I love you guys. Have an awesome and wonderful month. evangelist Darlene and Gwen. Go ahead on, girl. You both are sharp, so I know. Have a blast. Love you
guys. Thank you. We love you, Dave. Also.
God bless you.
Yeah,
amen.
God is good. Yeah, he's awesome. He's awesome.
He is awesome. Amen. And you two ladies are awesome. Amen. Glory be to God. And you receive love from awesome people. And we serve an awesome God. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank everybody for taking the extra time this morning as we celebrated too. So we realized it took a little extra time, but it was well worth it. Amen. They put the time in the Lord's kingdom and in this ministry. Amen. So it was worth the sacrifice for the extra time. We realize that maybe some of you have not spoken or maybe have to go. You know, you're getting ready for work, et cetera. Amen. Yeah. But we have everybody's contact information so you can reach out to them in your own personal way also. Amen. So we just want to thank God, Lord, for all of the special words. Amen. And love. And it's all about
that's
love.
Right.
If you remove all love, we don't have anything to work with. There's nothing left
that's
in
right.
the equation. When love
Jesus.
Is subtracted. Amen. Or
hallelujah,
erased.
God.
So thank
hallelujah.
God for the two
amen.
Of you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we pray that this day, this week, and the rest of this
that's
month,
right.
the rest of this year, the rest of your life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Have an awesome day, a beautiful day, and a glorious day. Walk in the blessing because the blessed manifestation is here. And we decree and we declare that Satan is defeated.
Yes, Jesus.
Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And he is
the
Lord of Lords. Amen.
The Lord of Lords.
And amen.
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 Happy birthday. Happy birthday, sister.
Happy birthday,
happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday,
happy
birthday,
happy
birthday, happy birthday, happy
birthday, happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday, sister darling. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, Minister Glenn.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.